Last Wednesday, we welcomed Bishop Ronald Gilmore, former bishop of Dodge City, for a Lenten day of recollection. He was the bishop when the cathedral parish was created and when this cathedral was built. And so it seemed fitting to welcome him back as we celebrate our 25th anniversary year. And he made an incredible connection, which I'm sure I've heard before, but apparently need to keep hearing, between the three traditional practices of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and the three disordered attachments that all of us, in one way or another, have to wrestle with. It seems so clear when he pointed out that all of our disordered attachments can be summarized into three categories: an attachment to pleasure, an attachment to possessions, and an attachment to power. So perhaps you, like me, sitting there, could try to guess which one of the three Lenten practices match up with each one of the three attachments. So if I want to conquer a disordered attachment to pleasure, I do that with fasting. If I want to conquer my attachment to possessions, I do that with almsgiving. And if I want to conquer my attachment to power, I do that with prayer. So let's consider all three. To begin, if I want to conquer a disordered attachment to pleasure, I do that with fasting. Now, ironically, fasting is the practice that seems to get the most attention during Lent, and that's partly because we don't give it much attention any other time during the year. Which seems problematic, because my attachment to pleasure is not limited to 40 days in February and March. Nonetheless, we fast in order to loosen our attachment to things that are pleasurable. I mean, there are probably not very many of you here this Lent who are fasting from broccoli, or fasting from cleaning the house. We fast from something we like because it helps us to break a disordered attachment. And not necessarily to that thing, but to anything that seems to control us. But sometimes the disordered attachment is not to pleasures, but to possessions. So what do we mean by a disordered attachment to possessions? It means that I always need something more, or I always need something new. It means that I find my security in things. I mean, have you ever considered the irony of the fact that "In God We Trust" is printed on our money? What am I putting my trust in? If I want to conquer my attachment to possessions, I do that with almsgiving. So the Catechism defines almsgiving as money or goods given to the poor as an act of penance or fraternal charity. And I think one of the challenges with almsgiving is that we water it down. Some will go as far as to say that any good deed is almsgiving. So if I give an hour to trim bushes here at the cathedral, or I coach my daughter's softball team, well, that's almsgiving. Or we get the idea that as long as I give money, it must be almsgiving. So I'd rather give money to my alma mater, or to the neighbor girl's cheerleading team, or to the Humane Society. Well, those might be good things, don't get me wrong. But they're not the poor. Which leads to one of our other challenges with almsgiving. We've made it kind of hard to give to the poor. I mean, who are they? Where are they? I mean, I don't even let people ask for money in the parking lot on Sundays. So Father Wesley must be anti-almsgiving. Someday I probably will have to answer for that. That's why I usually entrust Catholic Charities with my money to help the poor. That's why I was happy to give my money at the fish fry on Friday. Because it goes into the needy family fund, and I don't always know who the needy families are. I mean, there are occasions when here in our office, or even you as an individual, know someone who can't afford their rent, or can't afford their tuition, or can't afford their medicine. When I give money to the poor, my almsgiving might be helping me as much as it's helping them. So in some cases, my attachment is to pleasure. And in some cases, my attachment is to possessions. But Bishop Gilmore reminded us, in fact, the main focus of his day, was that sometimes my attachment is to power. And power can seem too strong of a word, as if you want to lead a company or lead a country or something. But power can be much simpler things. I want to be the most popular person in my class. I want to make all the decisions among my siblings. I want to be the person who decides my future. I want to always be right. I want to always be first. That disordered attachment to power. And if I want to conquer my attachment to power, I do that with the Lenten practice of prayer. And the reason that prayer is the answer, because it involves a realization that this isn't all about me. First of all, I think that prayer has to include listening. If I'm not listening, probably not praying. I also think that prayer needs to involve some measure of silence. If I'm constantly filling my prayer with words, how can I listen? And at the heart of my prayer has to be some level of surrender. Another of Bishop's recommendations was to start each morning saying, "Lord, I want for me today what you want for me today." If I'm willing for that to be my prayer, I'm not going to be attached to power. Someone pointed out to me yesterday that we're barely a quarter of a way into Lent. So it's okay if your prayer or your fasting or your almsgiving haven't been what you hoped that they would be. There is still time to loosen our attachments to power, to pleasure, and to possessions. And there's no time like the present.